Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Norman Greenbaum bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. David Adler is our guest. The book is called Snap Judgment. SnapJudgmentBook.com is the website. David, where else can we find you?
It's in bookstores and the website.
And how about you also write for a number of publications?
I'm a writer for Financial Planning Magazine.
Yeah, all right.
High net worth writer. And I also contribute to Barron's, an institutional investor.
So, folks, you'll see his byline across the spectrum. David, one of the things I wanted to say before we leave this, folks, the things that David and I are talking about right now are not history. Not history. These are current events things. These are things. Chris Dodd is proposing some new regulations even as we speak. They're being debated even as we speak. The relationship between the government and the Fed and the Treasury is being debated right now. We need to pay attention to these things, and you and I are going to have to get involved. We've got to participate in what I consider, David, to be a revolution that's going to be happening. I've been saying this for a long time now. America has got to take back their country from these what you call the connected, the people who are the connected, to use your term. We've got to take this back, and I don't know how we're going to do it, but we've got to do that. But I want to leave that for a second and talk about the individual investor. I asked an investment advisor once, does a small investor have a chance on Wall Street? And he basically said no. What do you think about that?
I think that's too harsh a statement. I think it's tough. I think it's tough to beat the market, and it's not just because of insiders with insider trading. It's just because the markets you're facing against giant hedge funds, huge computers who are doing program trading, and it may veer off in ways that don't make sense to the individual.
But see, so, I'm not talking about day traders or market timers. I'm talking about people who say, I want to invest over the next 20 years. Well, you know, today, if you've been investing over the last 20 years, you might be okay. But if you've been investing over the last 10 years, you probably aren't okay.
Well, I think one thing we learned from the crisis is that investing in the stock market is riskier than we originally believed.
Yeah.
And if you look at foreign stock markets, like if you look at countries like Italy or Belgium, for instance, I mentioned this in the book, Snap Judgment, to be guaranteed a positive return in stock investing, you had to hold your money in stock something like 40 or 50 years.
Wow, in those countries.
Yeah, so the U.S., the Dow is always better than other countries. It tended to keep going up. But in the recent period, it hasn't. So you might need to rethink how much of your money you want in stocks. But within the stock market, I try and get, in the book I describe, there are really only a handful of recognized ways where you have a hope of beating these computer programs. And
tell us about the computer programs.
Well, the computer programs find any pricing mistakes, and they immediately correct them and rush to what they consider stocks to be fair value.
Mm-hmm.
What individuals can do... some of these strategies most people know about or might not know about. Like there's this idea called value investing where you invest in stocks that are undervalued
right.
by some formal component and they tend to revert to regular value. But other
and,
ideas...
And you got to know when to get out, right, at that point.
You have to know when to get out. You still need some math to do it.
Right.
And I,
but can you do that on your own or can you get help with that?
You can do that on your own and you can get help. You can go to Yahoo Finance. It has a value uh-huh. screen. Another idea is momentum, huh. which most people are less on top of. And basically the idea is pretty simple. It's the stocks, once they start moving in direction, tend to keep moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So stocks that are going up tend to keep going up. Stocks
like a, like
going,
a body in motion?
Yeah. But they do it erratically. Let's use an analogy, like a cockroach. You know how a cockroach moves sort of
yeah.
strangely?
Yeah.
They don't move in a smooth line. It may take almost a year for them uh-huh. to go up. So here's one idea I discuss in the book. It's an advanced tip, and you're going to need Yahoo Finance to do it. It's you look for stocks, value stocks that are exhibiting momentum upwards. Because a lot of people go, this is a great stock, it's undervalued, why is the market ignoring it?
Mm-hmm.
The market can keep ignoring it. There's no reason for the market to suddenly pay attention.
Right, right.
But if you look at momentum as well, if the market's ignored it, but it's beginning to move...
You see the lines intersect.
Yeah. And that's a way
and that's
to
where the,
well.
And that's where you buy.
Yeah.
Or where you sell.
Yeah, same
but
thing.
Now, But is it a good thing for is it a good idea for people to get that involved? I mean, most people don't want to spend that, don't want to become stock experts. Can we? I mean, what should we do? Should we find a financial planner to help us with this? What should we do?
Well, first of all, in terms of, a lot of people like being an expert. It's sort of like fixing your own car. Some people like
sort of,
but for people who do, you can get into it. You can get very involved in trading. For those who don't, you can find a planner. They help. But planners might not know some of the techniques in my book. I mean, they're
buy the book and give it to your planner. How about that? Buy two, keep one, give one to your planner. That's what
there,
you're like.
There you go. But there's,
what you, David?
There's a new momentum fund, which is a top mass market hedge fund where you can invest in these momentum strategies.
Okay.
So you have to do that sort of thing. But
That's I think that's probably good advice. Give us the website one more time, David.
www.snapjudgmentbook.com.
Hey, David, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time. David Adler, ladies and gentlemen, A-D-L-E-R. The book is called Snap Judgment. It's outstanding. Got to take a... Actually, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will be back, but it'll be tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.